USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two more women came forward over the weekend claiming the Democrat governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, of sexual improprieties. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on Sunday said he backed an investigation into sexual harassment allegations against Governor Andrew Cuomo made by five women, most of them former aides. The U.S. House of Representatives is set to vote on Wednesday on a pair of bills to expand background checks before gun purchases, 2 years after a similar House effort failed to make it through the Senate. Mackenzie Scott, philanthropist, author, and former wife of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, has married Dan Jewett, a Seattle science teacher who expressed gratitude for the exceptional privilege it will be to partner in giving away money with the potential to do so much good when shared. A Chinese-approved COVID-19 vaccine has led to two people dying and two people in ICU after 83,400 people received the Sinovac vaccine in Hong Kong. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
George Floyd jury selection begins Monday. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Derek Chauvin is charged with murder and manslaughter in Floyd's death last May.
George Floyd's family, as the victims who I represent, have been informed that they have every intention of the trial going forward.
The Floyd family's attorney, Ben Crum, tells CBS's Face the Nation it's his hope that police reform is part of President Joe Biden's legacy.
We need systematic change and reform in policing, and I know millions of black people went out and voted with George Floyd and Breonna on their mind.
Government buildings in downtown Minneapolis are fenced off in anticipation of possible demonstrations. Some businesses have boarded up or closed. Floyd died after Chauvin kneeled on his neck for several minutes as he repeated, "I can't breathe."
Chauvin's defense team claims Mr. Floyd died of a drug overdose from drugs he was hiding in his mouth when arrested. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the Biden administration claims there's no emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border, other lawmakers are urging the president to reinstate Trump's policy at the border because it worked. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Biden administration is rushing to accommodate an influx of migrants at the U.S.'s southern border as nearly 100,000 people were apprehended in the month of February. That's the highest level since mid-2019. Senator Ron Johnson is calling for a return to the border policies of the Trump administration to deal with this surge. The Wisconsin Republican tells Fox News that the Biden administration's reversal of those policies has become an incentive for migrants to head for the southern border.
Well, we should put back in place the successful policies of the Trump administration, the migrant protection program. That was a huge disincentive for families coming into this country illegally. So, you know, President Trump really had, to a great extent, solved this problem, but President Biden, by getting rid of those agreements that we had in place with the Central American countries, the migrant protection program, all those programs now are suspended, they're being rescinded, and that's why you have this surge, and we've got a huge incentive now for people to come to this country, and we're only seeing the beginning of it. This is going to be a disaster.
Immigrants and their U.S.-born children number approximately 85.7 million people, or 26% of the U.S. population. That's according to the 2020 Current Population Survey, and it is a slight decline from 2019. Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.